Just before Thanksgiving, I joined Professor Kathy High and her biopunk class from RPI on their visit to the Radix Center in the south end of Albany. At this point in the tour, we stopped at the chicken coop to talk about upcycling food scraps.
Anybody want to hold a chicken?
Yeah. I feel like he's going to bite me, though.
No, they won't bite. You just want to sort of wrap your arm around him and squeeze him against your body. There you go. Support him from the other side there. You want to just put a hand on that wing, yep, otherwise it might flap at you.
Oh, wow. It's actually really nice.
Do you want to hold it?
Sure. Oh, it's soft.
Yeah.
Right, so all those issues with soil I was talking about, like, well, what are we going to do about it? Well, luckily, the solution is right at our fingertips in the form of all the huge amounts of organic matter, once living stuff, that goes into the landfill every day. Like 20% of the material going to the landfill is once living material. Yeah, all that organic matter going in the landfill, what happens right with it now? What does it turn into when it gets thrown in the landfill?
Methane,
right? It was like 25, 20, 30 times more potent pound per pound as a greenhouse trapping gas than carbon dioxide. And all right. What we want to be doing is intercepting all that stuff and composting it aerobically on the surfaces of the planet, where the only gas coming out is biogenic carbon. And using that then to build nutrient-dense garden beds to feed our populations in food apartheid neighborhoods, such as this. So that can be done in a bunch of different ways. One of the programs we run here is called the Community Composting Initiative, which we've been doing for about 10 years. And in the past year, City of Albany has finally come around to embracing it. In fact, even labeling it, kind of claiming credit for it. Albany Compost, you saw the big sign out there? They showed up one day with that really big sign. I didn't know it was going to be that big. But yeah, that's part of cultural transformation, though, is holding municipal governments accountable to doing what they should be doing. They came a long way because even 10 years ago, they were philosophically opposed to composting. They're like, oh, no, we've just built this methane recovery system in the landfill. We want to feed it, so we don't want anybody composting. That's baloney thinking. That is garbage thinking right there. So how are we going to intercept food waste? One is getting people to compost at home. If you don't have a backyard, having a worm bin in your kitchen, which is something that could go under a sink or on top of a refrigerator, super easy. Or having a compost pile in your backyard. If you don't want to do that, we have these free drop-off locations. There's actually two in the city right now, one here and one at Tivoli Farms in North Albany. Yeah.
Does compost mold?
Does it what?
Does it mold?
Does it mold? Correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're asking is, if food has gone moldy, can you compost it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yes, you certainly can. That's no problem. Once you put it in a compost pile, the mold, which is just a type of fungi, will be outcompeted by the intensely competitive microbial environment that is a compost pile, and probably also be killed by the heat inside the composting pile. Mold isn't, that's just the beginnings of the decomposition process. Yeah. It's not a bad thing, per se. It just makes food not taste good if you eat it when it's moldy. Yeah, free drop-off. We also have a curbside collection component where we go around the city with cargo, electrically assisted cargo bicycles and tricycles, and pick up people's food scraps at their curbside and bring it here. And working with food pantries, like Capital City Rescue Mission around the block, goes around to all the supermarkets 3 days a week and picks up all the stuff that's about to get thrown out. Not because it's gone bad, but they need to make room for more inventory coming in. I don't think we globally have a problem with food production. I think it's more so a problem of food distribution. We have enormous surpluses in particular areas and vast shortages in others. I think what we need to work towards, all in all, is a relocalization of food production, making sure that sustainable food production occurs in regionally specific areas all over where people live. Yeah, but that's really important, right? Because the food that's still good enough for people to eat, we want people to eat it. So we'll go to the mission 3 days a week, and stuff that didn't get taken away, we'll put it on that green table that was out front for anybody to just come take away. We also have Albany Free Fruit Fridge out there. We supply the electricity to the refrigerator that gets stocked every day with home-cooked meals for anybody to take for free. And stuff that's too rotten or that nobody wants, one of two things happen with it. We compost it. We have our compost piles up in the adjacent parcel up here that we have a five-year lease on. Or it gets fed to these guys, the chickens and the ducks and the turkey and the goose, who do an amazing job of rapidly reducing the volume of food waste and upcycling those nutrients into eggs. Upcycling is a really cool trick that generally only living things can do. A lot of what we call recycling is actually downcycling, right? Plastic bottles never get made back into another plastic bottle. Glass and aluminum do. But generally, it's you're taking something and turning it into something with less value. Living things can take entropic nutrients and concentrate them into the palatable and protein-rich egg, which then gets distributed as part of our food distribution programs. So they're also making chicken poop, chicken manure, which is a really amazing fertilizer. So we kind of treat this whole chicken run like a compost pile, and we spread wood chips and hay and carbon-rich materials and periodically dig it out and let it age separately in a pile. That's, you'll see a bunch of them over there. And after it breaks down for a little while, that goes back into garden beds as a fertilizer. So yeah, chickens are now legal in the city of Albany. It took us years and years, but we finally got a law passed that lets pretty much any resident keep up to 6 chickens. They play an enormous role in sustainable food and waste cycles. They've never been illegal in Troy. They weren't illegal for very long here in Albany. Like maybe like 15 years. Troy, they just never made them illegal. So by default, they are legal. Troy also dodged a lot of the urban renewal disasters that have devastated the city of Albany. Like the construction of interstates and the Empire Plaza.
Although we have Route 7.
Yeah. Which, has this similar effect of bisecting
right.
A city. Yeah.
But not to the same extent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
All these mistakes of the 20th century that everybody is now like, oops. The thing is, though, what do you do about it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. How do you regenerate around the edges, or do you just go tear it down? I don't know. What do we save? What do we keep? What do we get rid of?
Yeah.
Should we go in the greenhouse?